Pietola set up Mellenbacher's goal in the second. Shot by Pietola off the side of the netting. Bad pass by the Buckeyes. Intercepted by Laskowski. Poked it back deep into the corner. Badgers need a change. 7 minutes to play. Good back check by Laskowski to free the puck. Actually, that was Pietola, wasn't it? Boy, Adams played well here tonight, as the last several weeks. And now Mosley gets his stick on a cross-ice pass and will give chase in the offensive zone, but the Buckeyes there first.
Yeah, good sticks on his forecheck here the last couple of shifts.
Rossi right wing pass. Oh, little toe drag that time by Gordon, but couldn't finish the play as he lost the handle. Buckeyes hold his own. Shot knocked down in front. Picked up, and Scarfoni with a swooping club hand save on Descott in tight. That puck just bounced right to the stick of Descott. Low right circle, and Scarfoni with a beautiful glove stop.
I think the Buckeyes held the puck in and put it towards the net. It looked like off the back or the back of the leg of a Badger, right out in the danger zone. Descott picks it up, and Scarfoni with another humongous save here tonight. It's point blank. Makes a save, and impressively holds on.
3-1 Wisconsin, 6:38 to play here in Columbus. Notre Dame, a 2-1 lead in the first period at Minnesota. Penn State still leads Michigan in their series opener, 5-4 in Ann Arbor. Mellenbacher against Guzzo. Owen with a big goal tonight. 2 goals, 3 points in his last 3 games for the Detroit Red Wings draft choice. Pass to the slot, handcuffed wise. He now has it. Fired a pass that got through on Dunlap, and he rocketed one through traffic on goal, and Scarfoni made the stop on top of the blue paint.
A little turnaround shot from above the circles, between halfway circles and the blue line. A lot of room, or a lot of good vision, I should say, for Tommy Scarfoni, and did a good job holding on the puck on his chest, covering it up on his chest and getting a whistle.
Mosley, Morrissey, and Finley back out for the Badgers. Montez with Hong and Wise. Oh, he's changed it up a little bit. Montez with Hong, and it looks like Joe Dunlap is out there now for the Buckeyes. And walking the right goal line was Montez as he found himself loose and open with a puck, but he was canceled out. They go D to D now. Carfagna, his shot, well off the mark. Down the wall, Hanson Bucata. Cycled behind the net, bounced over the stick of Montez. Mosley puts his rear end into Carfagna to gain possession of the puck and then chipped it up and out of the zone. And the Buckeyes back in their own end under 6 minutes to go in regulation. Wisconsin leading 3-1.
That was great recognition in the Badger end there. Buckeyes were behind the net. They were up the boards. They had Badgers surrounded and just put it up in the air and got it out.
A balance shot by Joe Dunlap, blocked by Hensler. And again, lifted out by the Badgers. Hit inside the Wisconsin zone. Pilatichuk went down. Joe Dunlap crushed him. They're jawing at each other as both go back to their respective benches. Buckeyes with possession. Out of their own end they come. Burnside with Fontaine and Thompson, their top line. Thompson gathers the puck right side. Slowed by Fitzgerald. Met with a shoulder by Hensler. The puck freed the Badgers. Good stick handling move by Zach Scholes to lead the rush to our right. And he decides at the red line just to dump it in. First man to it, though, is teammate Tyson Dick, who goes down in the heap far side. And the Buckeyes come out of their zone. 5 minutes left in regulation. 3-1 Wisconsin. Thalen and Thompson tied up. Thompson wants a penalty. Nothing called. Puck cleared through center, and the Buckeyes back to get it again.
Badgers making sure, get pucks down, getting changes, fresh bodies.
Yep.
Getting to the red line and a little bit of protection, but also smart plays because where the situation is on the ice, it's just been one Badger up the ice and the rest in their own zone.
Pietola, Lindmark, and Laskowski playing a forward line together. Now Kukkonen's come out to replace Pietola. Here's Wahlberg now. He banks one off the end boards, trying to angle a pass in front, but it hit the back of the net. 4:15 to go in regulation. 3-1 Wisconsin. Mike Hastings, in this situation, if trailing, would not be afraid to empty his net for an extra attacker. Right now, Steve Rolick has elected not to do so. Although Turnus takes a peek every once in a while, Guzzo gets around the defenseman, Thalen, but falls down. Fans want a penalty. No right hand goes up. Badgers with the puck. Hensler, break out to Kukkonen. Able to knife it free to Botterill. They had an open man, Mellenbacher, but Botterill lost the puck. He got it back. Works to the slot. He'll shoot, but it's blocked. Taken by Chris Abel now. He spins it around, but not out. Palatichuk takes it off the boards. On his backhand, skates to the right wing. Now turns back left. Left wing pass, intercepted by Hanson Bukata. Waddles his way to the red line and dumps it in. 3.5 minutes to go in regulation. 3-1 Wisconsin.
Joe Block, Palatichuk up two. Tight ropes the blue line. Teammates, there was support for him if something did happen, but I'd like to see a puck in the corner there, probably.
Yes. Here comes Ryan Gordon to the slot. Lost the handle. Chipped out of harm's way. Finley will track it down. He'll try to gain it with speed right wing. Cuts it on Johnson. Can't get a backhander off. And he throws it out to the slot. And a shot by Morrissey. It hit the near side post. Hensler holds it in. Back to the corner. Morrissey protects. With McBrayer on him. Under 3 minutes to go in regulation. 3-1 Wisconsin. The sixth-seeded Badgers giving the third-seeded Buckeyes all they can handle. Here's Dekut now at the center circle. And now veers back into his own zone with Horbach right on him. Now he passes the puck off, and Horbach immediately on Carfagna. Kukkonen in on the forecheck against Fontaine, gives him a good shoulder check, and then Fontaine slashed him in the shins. Out comes Turnis for an extra attacker. Montez with a puck, walks in looking, shooting, and missed the net. 2:23 to go in regulation, 3-1 Wisconsin. Extra attacker for the Buckeyes. Kerr just hammered a man into the corner wall. Fontaine, no penalty. Fontaine back up on his skates. He then lost possession to Wisconsin's Fitzgerald, who got a bit of it, too much of it, as he cleared the zone and iced it with 2:08 to go in the third period, a 3-1 Wisconsin lead.
Wisconsin has been on the other end of this so much the last 2 months, with their net empty, giving up an unbelievable amount of empty net goals. Just wonder if Wisconsin's going to maybe call timeout here to freshen up, although there's a couple of
rink crews coming out too. There's apparently another problem with that. Not just the same stanchion either. It's just the portion of glass, the far corner, as we look down on the ice to our left. And we've got a stoppage in play here as the crew tries to correct the problem. Why don't we take a one-minute break? The Badgers lead 3-1, 2:08 to go in regulation. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Had some issues with the glass in the Wisconsin zone here tonight, but they appear to have fixed things. It's a great rink. I mean, it's very similar to the XL Energy Center in St. Paul, and all the banners of all the NHL teams hanging here. One retired number, Rick Nash, longtime Columbus Blue Jacket, and another, Johnny Gaudreau, number 13, passed away this past fall in a terrible accident. His brother also involved, and Gaudreau sweaters everywhere in Columbus and around Nationwide Arena. Buckeyes win the faceoff on an extra man, extra attacker, empty net to our right. They move it around the perimeter, and then Montez threw it away. Dexheimer able to bank it out towards center ice. It was kept in for a moment. Now Fitzgerald taps it ahead to Kukkonen. He'll skate in and score an empty netter. Wisconsin's going to win this thing up 4-1, a minute 46 to go in the third.
Unbelievable effort at the offensive blue line by Ohio State, diving to keep the puck in, but that pretty much opened up the ice for Wisconsin, who got possession of the puck from there and went up the ice. Kyle Kukkonen down the wing, Christian Fitzgerald with him, and Kukkonen hits the net. like I said a little bit ago, the Badgers have seen a lot of pucks go into their empty nets of late, and it's nice to see one go in the other teams, that's for sure.
Ninth goal of the year for Kukkonen. Give Fitzgerald the primary assist at 18-14. Just the second goal in 16 games for Kyle Kukkonen. Badgers lead 4-1. Anthony Kerr at center ice. Lead feed to Pietl off his body. No icing. Turnus back in goal for the Buckeyes. Puck is free in the Wisconsin zone. Kerr hustling after it. Tying up a Buckeye far wall. Botterill in a battle as well. Puck slides down to the corner. Palatichuk engaged with Gordon. Kerr there to help his D partner. Abel protects. Now here's Dekhut. No place to shoot. Wahlberg, no place to shoot. Knocked off balance by Pietila. Puck came free to Dekhut. Put it in front. Redirect. Stopped by Scarfoni. Still loose in the slot. And swept out of harm's way by Owen Lindmark with 1 minute to go in regulation. 4-1 Wisconsin lead.
The Badgers look pretty good here until Joe Palatichuk on the back pedal went down and kind of created this whole little bit of a mini mess, but things have been fine here.
Yep, center ice now. The Buckeyes have it. Thomas Wise, Madison native, hands off to the defenseman Smith, forced it to the corner, bounced to Palatichuk, banks it off the wall to Pietila. He'll try again to get it out. And off the glass, batted down by Smith, but offside. 33.1 seconds left. How about the Wisconsin Badgers? Here's a team that lost 7 of 8 games and went from a possible at-large spot in the NCAA tournament to knowing it had to win this tournament to play on. It's only one game of a best of three, but a solid game it's been.
Good start to the game. Good start, looks like, for the series.
Wisconsin's Luskoski. Backhand pass intended for Tassie. Whacked away from him and back into the Wisconsin zone, and the Badgers shoals all the way around to Luskoski, right by the Wisconsin bench. Knocked down by Wise. No penalty. We play on as the puck is dumped down into the Ohio State zone, and the Wisconsin Badgers come out tonight and put together a big time performance in the big time tournament opener. Wisconsin, a 4-1 win over Ohio State to take a 1-0 lead in this best of three first round series.
Huge job tonight. Tommy Scarfoni was amazing. The Badgers stayed out of the box except for a little bit stretch in the second period and got the lead in the first period late there and just played a pretty solid game. We've seen some weird stuff last week against the USA, against Ohio State when we were back here a couple weeks ago. And the Badgers kind of kept it clean, played a good road game, and got a great first game win.
Certainly did. A 4-1 victory tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers over the Ohio State Buckeyes to start off this Big Ten tournament. Our postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Once you and your spouse retire, you'll have some decisions to make, decisions that could affect your quality of life in your retirement years. For starters, how much should you withdraw each year from your 401k and other retirement accounts? You'll want to avoid taking too much too soon. Next, when should you take Social Security? If you wait until your full retirement age, probably 67, you'll typically get bigger payments than if you started taking benefits at age 62. Also, one spouse's decision may affect the other in terms of spousal benefits. Finally, if you haven't already done so, you'll need to work with your legal professional to decide which estate planning documents are needed, such as a will, a living trust, and various powers of attorney. You and your spouse will want to discuss all your choices and then decide which steps to take. After you've got your plans in place, you may well find that you can fully enjoy your retirement years.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoke, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
With Paul Capobianco, I'm Brian Posick. The Buckeyes have been a pain in the Badgers' backside for far too long, and they'll still be there needling them along the way. But here tonight, Wisconsin got the job done in game one of a best of three Big Ten playoff series, knocking off Ohio State 4-1 for the first win against the Buckeyes this season after losing all four games during the regular season. So 4-1 the final score. The scoring in the third period, by the way, Wisconsin had a 3-0 lead after two, and then Brent Johnson, the senior defenseman, made a beautiful stick-handling move at 4:19 to score his fifth goal of the season and to break the shutout of Tommy Scarfoni. Thomas Wise, the Madison native, got the lone assist. So it was 3-1 at that point. The Badgers kept with it. Ohio State kept pushing. They emptied their net, and eventually Kyle Kukkonen gets an empty net goal, his ninth goal of the season at 18-14. Christian Fitzgerald, the lone assist, 4-1 the final score. And our three stars of the game brought to you every night by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Paul?
Number three star of the night. That fourth line for the Badgers was a big contributor tonight. Adam Pietola made a heck of a play, ended up with three shots in the game, set up the Badgers' second goal of the night on just a heck of a poised play on a two-on-one. Held the puck as long as he could, drew the Ohio State defenseman over and slipped the puck over to Owen Mellenbacher for the pretty easy finish. And he was just active all night. That line did a heck of a job forechecking, keeping the puck in the front, in the offensive zone, and rewarded with that beautiful goal. Number two, I'm going to give it to his line mate, Owen Mellenbacher. Kind of the same thing. I like what that group did tonight. They gave Badgers energy, got things going for sure, and successful there. And then the number one star, I think Tommy Scarfoni earned that one tonight, 28 saves. He was good in the first period, made some pretty good stops, made some outstanding stops throughout on the first penalty kill for Ohio State. He was big, and that was one of the things the Badgers have really been looking for lately, and he gave them everything they needed tonight, and definitely helped the Badgers get that win.
Yeah, unofficially, 28 saves tonight for Tommy Scarfoni. It was funny, during pregame skate, the Badgers weren't able to skate here yesterday because Rascal Flatts had a concert here. So the Badgers' first time on the ice was this morning, and we're sitting up here in the press box where we are, way up high in the rafters, and we saw Owen Mellenbacher after practice, or actually, was it the hotel? I can't remember. But we were talking, and he said, "Boy, you guys are really way up there." And then you made mention that, you know, we can see things pretty clearly up here, like flowing hair, right? Like Mellenbacher's got, and he said, "Well, I do that for you, right?" And so we saw you, Melly. We saw you today. And he gets proves to be the game-winning goal set up by Adam Pietola. So our three stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. The Badgers win here tonight 4-1. Our energizing performance is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub Latte Matcha Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Latte Matcha Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Wisconsin a winner tonight, 4-1 over Ohio State to start the Big Ten tournament. Time for our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you, Paul.
Well, I think it was easy for the first star of the game, and I think the energizing play is easy. The Badgers got the lead late in the first period. Obviously, it's been tough to get that lately and against Ohio State, always. And Brylon Mosley's little hit out of the air on a Quinn Finley backhand got the Badgers going. They started the second period great, got a goal early too, made it 2-0, and Badgers were on their way from there.
Yeah, so Rylan Mosley, our energizing performance of the game. Nice job, and we'll see if we can make it two in a row, right? It's been a tough team to play, but the Badgers figure some things out here tonight and take game one on the road.
Get one, and then you get greedy. Go for two.
Exactly. That's Paul Capobianco with us here on the broadcast tonight. The Badgers win 4-1 over Ohio State. Assistant coach Kevin Murdoch coming up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Kinexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Strong performance tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers as they open the Big Ten tournament, winning game one of their best of three series with Ohio State 4-1. Joining us now, assistant coach Kevin Murdoch. And, Doc, thanks for coming up. Congratulations. We've talked often too many times after a loss, but tonight, boy, that was just solid from start to finish. What did you like the most?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a really good game for our guys. Obviously, Tommy had a good one. He was really good, made some huge saves at key times throughout that game. But I thought we did a good job just putting pressure on him for most of the game. Kind of whenever we did have a lull, we kind of got right back to it and got in on the forecheck and kind of kept play down at their end of the ice or forced them to be in transition for a lot of the game. Yeah. So
your team was the aggressor and you possessed the puck. I mean, if you have the puck, it's a lot easier to defend when you're playing with a thing, right?
Yeah. It's hard to give up a goal from 200 feet away. So.
It is. But and getting on the board first, it may have taken almost the entirety of the first period, but to get that first one can give you a lift, especially late in a period like that where you can go and sit in the locker room. It's like, all right, here we go, right?
Yeah. It was huge to get that first one because I thought we had a pretty good first period. And just on the scoreboard, you didn't have anything to show for it until late there. So that was huge. And then obviously being able to come out early in the second and get another one right away, give us a little jump there to kind of push through the second period.
Yeah, that line of Dick and Mellenbacher and Pietl was good tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were good. I mean, those guys have been playing pretty well lately. Pye's kind of coming into his own here, and he's been great. Like that assist on Melly's goal that was great. That was good to see from him.
Yeah. So. And Mellenbacher with a couple of goals in the last three games. And then, the Tassie goal was a huge one, too. We've seen so many on the other side of things when the opposition's scoring empty net goals. It's nice to be in that situation where you're protecting a lead with 6-on-5 disadvantage and then to finally finish it off with an empty netter, right?
Yeah. That was obviously nice to be able to kind of withstand those, 20 seconds or whatever, 6-on-5, get that puck out into the neutral zone, win a race, and kind of seal the deal there with that fourth one. So,
yeah, all right, so you're the man in charge of the goaltenders. Tell us what you thought about Tommy Scarfone from the start and when you realized, hey, he's on his game tonight.
I thought early on he just looked pretty confident. It's always a little tough for goalies to get into some of those games where I don't know if you saw a shot for the first 10 minutes, but then he had to make a couple decent saves before the end of the period was up. So I think the second one of the game was a big one.
Yeah.
Pass coming across. So I think once you see him make a couple saves, control his rebounds, you can tell he's kind of dialed in there. So it was nice to see early. And then obviously in the second period, he had some huge saves, whether it was on the penalty kill or that 2-on-1 late in the period there, shorthanded. Like I thought he made some huge saves, and obviously that probably gives him a little boost of confidence heading into the third. So
yeah, he has experience at this too. He helped RIT win a tournament championship a year ago, and maybe he harkened back to that because I know it's been a struggle for him here of late.
Yeah, it's been. I mean, it hasn't been smooth sailing for especially for everybody these last few weekends. So, but yeah, that's something we talked about this week. Like, he has won a championship and he's played in big games and had success in big games. So, regardless of what's happened, maybe the last month and a half, like, still a really good goalie. He showed that at different times throughout the entire season. So, that just doesn't go away. Right. So if it's the mental side or getting the confidence back, like, I think that one quote's like, the only person who can give you confidence is yourself. So, like, just find whatever you got to do to, you know, believe in yourself and, you know, go out there and put your best foot forward for 60 minutes and see what happens.
He did that tonight for sure, making 28 stops. Well, the Buckeyes have been a pain in your side for a while, but you can beat them. And yeah. Now you got to do it again, right? I mean, the series continues. You got to put together another effort tomorrow. Can you put them back to back?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I thought that was one of our better Friday nights in a while. So hopefully that gives us a little momentum and kind of just with playoffs and where we're sitting with everything, like your season's on the line here. So hopefully with our leadership and some of the older guys in there, like, come back dialed in tomorrow and, you know, ready to put together another 60 minutes.
All right. Thanks for coming up. Appreciate it.
Congrats. Yeah, no problem.
Sure. That's Kevin Murdoch, Badgers assistant coach after Wisconsin's 4-1 playoff opening win over Ohio State. Other scores and highlights still to come. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Basketball fans, Mott's Matt for Brewpub Lotsa Mott's Pizza here. As much as our Badgers are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub Pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub Pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub Pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub Pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Back here at Nationwide Arena, Wisconsin and Ohio State, Big Ten tournament opener. We'll get you some highlights here in just a moment. Wanted to let you know about the WIAA state tournament today. Semifinals in boys, Division I, Madison Edgewood beat Brookfield 4-3 in triple overtime, while Notre Dame knocked off Wausau West 8-4. So the defending champion Notre Dame takes on Pete Rothering's Edgewood Crusaders for the Division I state championship tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Bob Suter's Capital Ice Arena. The Division II boys championship tomorrow at 11 a.m., Tomahawk against Amory, and the girls state championship game tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Bay Area takes on defending state champion Central Wisconsin. WCHA final faceoff in Duluth today. How about Minnesota upsetting second-ranked Ohio State 6-2? Now, Minnesota's ranked fourth, so I don't know how much of an upset it is, but Minnesota handed it to Ohio State 6-2, while top-ranked Wisconsin beat Duluth 3-1. Ava McNaughton, 21 saves. K.K. Harvey, the go-ahead goal, plus an assist. Harvey also passed Sis Paulson for most points by a defenseman in Wisconsin women's hockey history. So the Badgers, regular season champs, can win the WCHA postseason title tomorrow with a win over Minnesota. Badgers and Gophers face off at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Amsoil Arena in Duluth. Only a few college hockey finals from tonight. Western Michigan, which won the NCHC regular season championship last week. Well, the Broncos blew out Miami today 8-3. The Red Hawks are winless in their last 25 games. And in the Big Ten playoffs, Notre Dame, the seventh seed, the last place team in the league, after two periods, has a 3-1 lead at Minnesota. Axel Kumlin, Michael Mastrodemonico, and Brennan Ali have all scored for the Fighting Irish against the Gophers. If Notre Dame hangs on, this would be career win number 600 for head coach Jeff Jackson, who's retiring after the season. So Minnesota trails Notre Dame at Mariucci 3-1 during the second intermission. And then Penn State and Michigan, the Nittany Lions had a 3-1 lead after one. Michigan tied it early in the third, and then Verona's J.J. Weebush scored back-to-back goals for Penn State within a two-minute span, and the Nittany Lions were back up 5-3. But then Michigan scored twice more to tie it. Jackson Hallam, his second goal of the game, the game-tying goal with 4.5 minutes left. They're now in overtime. Penn State and Michigan tied at 5 at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor. Here, Wisconsin and Ohio State. Badgers went 0-4 against the Buckeyes during the regular season, scored only 6 goals in those 4 losses. Actually, scored only 5 goals in those 4 losses. Could they find a way to maybe get to 3 or more and beat the Buckeyes for the first time this season? Well, we'll let you hear what it sounded like. Here are the calls of the game. Finley pass somehow got through. No, it's off of Mosley's stick. Now a backhander by Wisconsin's Finley, tipped in by Mosley. Wisconsin leads 1-0. Good breakout for Wisconsin. Pietola down the right wing wall. They leave him open. Finds Mellenbacher. He scores. Oh, Pietola was coming down right wing, and it looked like he had the lane to shoot, but then two Buckeyes converged on him, leaving Mellenbacher wide open. Easy tap in. Badgers up 2-0. Slot shot, Scholes. That was blocked. Bounces free. Midair. Knocked in by Tessie. 3-0 Wisconsin. Wow, what a bounce for the Badgers, and Tassie finished it off. Here comes Dunlap, now more of a two-on-one. Dunlap with Guzzo, slides it over. Oh, Scarfone slides to his right, stacks the pads, and stones Patrick Guzzo. Wow. Taken by Ohio State, though. Look out, Brent Johnson walking. The defenseman comes in. Backhander, what a move. They score. Brent Johnson from the right wing went right, deep back left, put it on his forehand, then deked again and went upstairs on Scarfone to snap the shutout. Extra attacker, empty net to our right. They move it around the perimeter, and then Montez threw it away. Dexheimer able to bank it out towards center ice. It was kept in for a moment. Now Fitzgerald taps it ahead to Kukkonen. He'll skate in and score an empty netter. Wisconsin's going to win this thing up 4-1, a minute 46 to go in the third. And the Wisconsin Badgers come out tonight and put together a big-time performance in the Big Ten tournament opener. Wisconsin, a 4-1 win over Ohio State to take a 1-0 lead in this best-of-3 first-round series. Got the job done here tonight as I get my microphone back up. Wisconsin winning here 4-1. Ryland Mosley scored his 17th goal of the season. Quinn Finley, the lone assist at 18:51 of the first. 1-0 Wisconsin after one. Badgers made it 2-0, 3:04 into the second as Tyson Dick found Adam Pietola, who set up Owen Mellenbacher for his 4th goal of the season. Badgers scored again at 9:09. Simon Tassie, the ricochet off the backboards, the top of the net. He batted it in with Zach Schultz goals, and Christian Fitzgerald getting helpers. Tassie's sixth of the year, 3-0 after two. Ohio State made it 3-1 on Brent Johnson's beautiful goal at 4:19. The assist going to Madison's Thomas Weiss, but the Badgers get the empty net goal at 18:14. Kyle Kukin in his ninth tally of the year, set up by Fitzgerald, and that was all the scoring. Wisconsin, only 5 shots on goal in the third, held Ohio State to 8. Badgers outshot the Buckeyes in all 34-29. Wisconsin took 2 penalties for 4 minutes. Ohio State 1 for 2. Badgers 0 for 1 on the man advantage. The Buckeyes went 0 for 2. Wisconsin lost 34 of 64 faceoffs tonight. Blocked 13 shots. The Buckeyes had 19 blocked shots in all. Logan Turnus finished with 30 saves tonight, but he took the loss. His record now 9-8-1, and he had a 5-game winning streak snapped against the Badgers. Meanwhile, Tommy Scarfone, 28 saves this evening, just his second win in Big Ten play since January 1st. He was at his best tonight. Scarfone gets the win. He's now 11-14-3. While the Buckeyes fall to 21-12-2 overall, the Badgers improved to 13-19-3 and win game one of the Big Ten tournament. This best of three series goes to the Badgers. 4-1, the final score. And we'll wrap things up in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Bayard was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers. Bayard is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out. Because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR. Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Opener 4-1 over Ohio State. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Talking about it, can you talk a little bit about what this, not so much the rally, but what's at stake here?
Mm-hmm. There, this organization, Rise and Repair, is just an incredible organization that is looking to basically rise and, you know, raise the indigenous rights and climate justice in Minnesota and do their best to repair the damage that has been done, whether it's, you know, pipelines or the environment. We're working on a bill, a wild rights bill, that is going to put some extra protections in the waters, around the waters, in the stands of wild rice, to make sure that our Manoman and our Pisang is protected for future generations. It's kind of been a free for all for a long time, and with motor crafts or mm-hmm. just the pollution, the invasive species, all of those things have really been a challenge for the wild rice and for the tribes as well. And of course, let's remember that wild rice is not only our state grain, but it's also a sacred grain and an economic force for our native communities up there. The Anishinaabe had, their elders had that vision that said, move mm-hmm. west, move west, move west, until you find where the rice grows on the water. And that's right. where you can stop and
right.
Kind of took over our Dakota people in our lands, but we figured it out.
Hey, we got a minute left here. I know you're going to be at John Bobolink's powwow. Mm-hmm. Really honoring John Bobolink and the Healing in Four Directions powwow. We'll see you there. And he was a great guy, and I know you worked a lot with him on legislation. Yeah. And he's missed in the community, but it's time to celebrate his life, and I know you'll be speaking there too before the powwow.
Yeah, it'll be my honor to honor him for sure.
Right on. Hey, thank you so much, State Senator Mary Kunish, Big Peeny Geegee. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
Do you have a vehicle you no longer need? Are you a little cash-strapped? Rudy Luther Toyota will pay you for your used vehicle. It's really simple. Head to RudyLutherToyota.com, answer a few simple questions, and Rudy Luther Toyota will get you an instant offer. Then they will set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they will handle all the paperwork and coordinate getting you your check. It's that simple. It's a fast way for you to get rid of the vehicle you no longer need, putting money in your hands. For more information, head to RudyLutherToyota.com. That's RudyLutherToyota.com.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Support comes from the Walker Arts Center. Did you know that the Walker has a cinema that shows film almost every week? From artist talks, genre-defined performances, and world premieres to archival shorts and experimental soundscapes, the Walker Cinema explores all modes of global and local filmmaking. Get your first ticket for free. Visit walkerart.org/cinema to learn more. See you at the movies. walkerart.org/cinema to learn more.
Your heart beats for generations. Take care of it.
There's a lot that we can do to take care of ourselves. And so I think it's important to take the smaller steps and break it down into more manageable pieces, because the little steps leads to big changes.
Every beat of your heart tells a story of love, resilience, and hope. For Indigenous women, taking care of your heart means creating more moments with the ones you cherish. Let's protect that story. Learn more at hennepin.us/heart-beats.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
In this portion of the show, we like to bring awareness to our Minnesota wolf population. Say no to the hunts.
Howl!
Here's Wendy with the new sacred animals.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dagger Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jingo, which means walks on white clouds. I am a policy volunteer for the Humane World for Animals, and that is a new name, and I'm really excited about it. Their former name was the Humane Society of the United States. They rebranded themselves to Humane World for Animals because really it's not just their mission to help animals in the United States, but it really is a global mission to help animals all over the world. So we talk about all kinds of things like factory farming, the fur trade, animal testing, trophy hunting, puppy mills, rescuing animals from disasters and large-scale cruelty cases. And, you know, the Humane Society of the United States has been around for a long time, since 1954, which I was surprised. I didn't know it was around for that long, but I really love the new name. So look, you know, you'll see advertising for it. You'll see commercials for it. And just know the Humane World for Animals is our new name, and we're excited about it. But today's Friday, so I have some fun facts, and we're going to keep all those other issues, the factory farming, the fur trade, animal testing, trophy hunting, all those important facts there. I'm going to be talking about those in the future, but not today because it's Friday. And we're going to keep it light today. Excuse me. I have like a little frog in my voice here. I'm going to be talking about cats. So I have an article here by Andy Geller, and it is from March 3rd, 2024, and it's a funny article about just fun facts about cats. And going through this, I'm really surprised because I didn't know a lot of these facts about cats, and Robert and I have had cats, for over 20 years. We are catless at the moment. Our last kitty, Lucy, after she passed away, we just have not brought ourselves to get another cat. So we will see about that. I do really have a yearning to have a cat, but we have different circumstances in our life right now, so we just have to figure that out. But here is this article about cats. So this is the article. It says, cat facts even ultimate feline lovers don't know. People all over the world and the internet simply adore cats, but sometimes we just can't seem to understand their little quirks. Do you want to know the reason behind your kitty's unwanted escorts to the toilet, or why they have so many stomach problems, or even why your senior cat suddenly starts purring for no reason? Keep scrolling to find out that the more about our favorite furry friends. So here, cats can run faster than Usain Bolt. Have you ever wondered how fast a cat could run? The answer is about 30 miles an hour. This is just slightly faster than the average speed of the Olympian Usain Bolt. He could run as fast as 27 miles an hour. In general, cats are quite fast creatures. However, their biology and genes play an important role when it comes to their speed. How fast can your cat run depends largely on its breed. For example, different breeds of cats run faster than others. Here's another one. Your cat thinks you're bad at hunting. How many times has your cat left its kills lying around? Well, we always had indoor cats, so they didn't go out and hunt. But we did have one cat, Princess, who went down in our basement, and she would find little things, little trinkets, and she would bring them upstairs to us. Or she would go into the laundry room, and this was her favorite thing, and she would hunt around, and she would bring up dirty socks, and she would leave them for us in the middle of the floor. We had socks all over the kitchen floor. This is what she's doing. But don't get mad at your cat for doing that. There is one special reason why your cat's doing this. Your cat leaves its dead prey or things that they're finding around because it really thinks that you stink at hunting. Yes, this is what cat mothers do when they're trying to teach the kittens to hunt. Cats are actually good for your health. If you are a cat lover, you know one, then you probably are aware of the fact of how awesome owning a cat is. However, if you still need more convincing, check this out. Cats can actually be good for your health. It is said that cats are heart-healthy pets. First of all, they require less effort than owning a dog does. And in addition, they're excellent at relieving stress and anxiety. In addition, cat owners tend to have fewer allergies when compared to other people. You know, I'm glad that our grandchildren, Silas and Summer, are being brought up with cats in the house. And they're really interested. And I think it's going to help them, you know, not be allergic to cats. Or, you know, they're just going to get used to those cats. And it's really going to help them. And they come to our house twice a week. They're with us on Wednesdays and Thursdays. And now they're getting used to Wanda, our little dog. So that's great. Cats with six toes are named after Hemingway. Some cats are born with six toes. They are called polydactyl cats. They have a genetic condition called polydactyl, which causes them to be born with extra toes. Ernest Hemingway was given a polydactyl kitten in the 1930s, and he named it Snow White. At that time, Hemingway was living on a small island of Key West, and as a result, the museum that is named after him is filled with Snow White's descendants. Robert and I were actually there, and really, we saw some cats in the distance. We didn't see them up close, but they were hanging around the museum. We didn't see them up close, so we didn't see their toes, but I think that that's really awesome. Cats are constantly dehydrated. Cats are pretty dry creatures, mostly because they have pet peeves when it comes to their drinking water. In fact, they're so picky that they sometimes will go without drinking for many hours, leading them to become dehydrated. Cats like fresh, clean water, and if they're owners don't change their cat's water every day, the furry creatures may find it unsuitable for licking. However, sometimes even that's not enough. The cat will actually prefer drinking the water from a drinking tap, its owner's cup, or even the toilet bowl. Because dehydration in cats can lead to serious kidney problems, it's best to pay attention. Replace the kitty's water supplies daily, or maybe open a tap every once in a while for their enjoyment. We had a cat, Tommy, and he would only drink water from the sink in the bathroom. So he would go into the sink of the bathroom and drink that. I had a cat growing up, Clyde. Oh, no, his name was Kitty. Sorry about that. His name was Kitty. And Kitty would only drink out of the bathtub. So he would go into the bathroom and he would drink out of the bathroom water. There's more facts on this cat article, and I'll be finishing that up next Friday. Let's do that. But thank you so much, Robert and Haley. Have a great weekend, and back to you guys.
Hey, Big Pete.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
I'm practicing my quiet voice because Monday is my wife's birthday and she's sleeping in. One of the occupational hazards of trying to do a radio show from home.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, a first for South Carolina as it executes a murderer by firing squad. It was Brad Sigmund's choice. WYFF-TV reporter Anna Dobbins was a witness.
I did see a splash of blood when the bullets entered his body. It was not a huge amount.
Betsy Arakawa died of a rodent-borne disease called hantavirus. Investigators say her husband, actor Gene Hackman, died a week later of heart disease. CBS's Carter Evans in Santa Fe.
Was his Alzheimer's disease so advanced that perhaps he wasn't aware of what's going on? Those are all questions that are still out there right now, and those may never be answered.
President Trump holds the first crypto summit at the White House after signing an executive order yesterday. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
President Trump announced he is officially creating a virtual Bitcoin reserve to be housed.